In this bulletin, the Australian Medical Association calls for alternatives to hotel quarantine. India extends the lockdown in its capital as cases of coronavirus surge. And in sport, Rafael Nadal defeats Stefanos Tsitsipas to clinch his 12th Barcelona Open title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dwight. The Australian Medical Association has criticised state and federal governments for persisting with hotel quarantine. The AMA has raised concerns, saying innocent people are arriving in the country without coronavirus and are being infected in hotel quarantine. AMA President Dr. Omar Khurshid has told Nine the quarantine system needs to be improved.
There's no doubt that these facilities are not built for this purpose. They're not perfect. They have issues with ventilation, and there's issues with how each of our states have been running their quarantine. They could be better.
WA Premier Mark McGowan wants the federal government to open air bases and Christmas Island to assist with quarantining overseas travellers, saying hotels can't cope. But the federal government says those two facilities are not fit for purpose. More than 100 Qantas passengers are still waiting for coronavirus test results after flying to Melbourne with an infected traveller 5 days ago. Of the 241 passengers, 135 have so far tested negative, but more than 100 others are still waiting for a result. The man's four close contacts, his spouse, two children, and one child's friend have also tested negative. Meanwhile, Victoria recorded one new case of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine. Authorities in India have extended the lockdown in the capital, Delhi, for another week following the devastating new surge of infections. For the fourth straight day, India set a global daily record of new infections, spurred by the emergence of a new variant. Britain and the United States are sending medical gear and other aid to India to help the country as health officials scramble to expand critical care units and stock up on shrinking supplies of oxygen. Gurpreet Singh, the president of the Sikh temple in Delhi, says they've been sourcing oxygen themselves and offering to help Sikh patients.
We are trying to save the life of all these people who not accepted by hospitals, from government hospitals also and private hospitals, denied to admit them. We are trying to save their life.
India has had more than 16.9 million confirmed cases, behind only the United States. The Health Ministry reported another 2,700 deaths in the past 24 hours, pushing India's COVID-19 fatalities past 192,000. Armenian Americans have welcomed President Joe Biden's formal recognition of the 1915 deaths of Armenians during the Ottoman Empire as a genocide. President Biden fulfilled his campaign promise to recognize as genocide the events that began in 1915 and resulted in the death of an estimated 1.5 million Ottoman Armenians. Turkey says it accepts that many Armenians living in the Ottoman Empire were killed in clashes with forces during World War I, but denies the killings constitute a genocide. Turkey's presidential spokesman, İbrahim Kalın, says the move by the United States is unfair and unfortunate.
We completely reject it, condemn it. It is not supported by historical facts. It has no legal basis. And politically speaking, it's an irresponsible, unconstructive statement. It doesn't help any of the processes that we are involved in.
Australia has sent condolences to Indonesia after a submarine was lost with 53 people on board. Prime Minister Scott Morrison contacted the Indonesian president after the vessel was found in three pieces at the bottom of the Bali Sea, hundreds of metres beyond its diving range. All of its crew have died, including Indonesia's submarine fleet commander. The loss of the 44-year-old vessel has renewed calls for Indonesia to modernise its ageing military hardware. And in sport, Rafael Nadal has beaten Stefanos Tsitsipas in the finals, clinching his 12th Barcelona Open title. The world number three overcame a match point to knock off Tsitsipas 6-4, 6-7, 7-5. Nadal is guaranteed to enter the French Open next month, with at least one clay court title under his belt in 2021. Well, now the weather. Perth mostly sunny, 28. Adelaide also mostly sunny and 21 degrees. A possible shower for Melbourne, 18. Partly cloudy in Hobart and 18. Foggy in Canberra, 19. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Similar in Sydney, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, a possible 8 shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.